Fuzzy Call with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the music maids and Lee, Yuki, the charioteers, and our two glamorous gals from the cinema, Lucille Ball and Marilyn Maxwell. And here's Bing Crosby.
There'll be a hot sun in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching. I'd like to be there, boy, spreading some joy when they take over Berlin. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when those Brooklyn boys begin to take the joint apart and tear it down when they take over Berlin. They're gonna shout around and show them how we paint the town back in Kokomo. They're gonna take a hike through Hitler's Reich and change the heart to what you know, Joe. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. You could never keep them happy down on the farm after they've taken Berlin.
There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. Oh, why don't you believe it's gonna be when they take over Berlin? There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Brooklyn boys begin to take the joint apart and tear it down when they take over Berlin.
Start around, show 'em how we paint the town back in Michigan. They're gonna take a hike through Hitler's Reich and change that heart to innocent skin. There'll be a hot time in the town of Berlin when the Yanks go marching in. You could never keep them happy down on the farm after they move in. Get in the groove in. Oh, after they've taken Berlin.
This is the Old Craft Music Hall, friends, slated for our fighting men, wherever they are. Wherever they are, you may be sure they're fighting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All they want from us here at home is to know how things are going. So get on that V-mail job and get out at least one V-mail letter a night to those men who really know how welcome a letter from home can be. But getting back to the Old Craft Music Hall, we're really chock full of charm this fine March evening, featuring not only the glamorous Lucille Ball of the cinema, but also the lovely Marilyn Maxwell. Entered in the KMH stakes for the fifth consecutive week, Marilyn is practically one of the family, our youngest.
Bing, do you think everyone around here really thinks of me as the youngest member of the family?
Practically.
Well, then that must be the reason everyone wants me to sit on his lap.
Practically.
Does everybody around the Craft Music Hall think of everyone else as a member of the same family?
Hey, I'm back.
Practically.
Well, that's what I came to speak about.
Yeah?
Like to move into your house.
The one that burned down? Nice sweeper.
No, the new track. I'd like to move in.
Move in?
Yeah, I'd like to live there. I'll help around, of course.
Well, fortunately, Yuki, I don't need help.
You're bragging.
Oh, no. Furniture gets dusted once a week. We have a part-time cook.
Now I know you're bragging.
The kid almost washes the car. What could you do?
Move in.
Well, as Fibber McGee said when he snapped the picture, don't move.
Look, Bing, do you think I want to leave my cozy little place to come into that great big house that you have?
You don't?
I know every little corner of my little place, mm-hmm. and I'm used to it. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes a heap of living to make a house a home.
Yours is a home?
A heap.
But you're willing to give it up, huh?
Just to you. You should have somebody at your house all the time. Suppose a friend knocks at the door and there's no answer.
Well, he'll think nobody's home, naturally.
Naturally. But suppose none there.
That confirms it.
Don't be too hasty, Bing. Yuki might be very handy to have around your house.
Sure, I could take your boys to school.
Oh, I have a truant officer under private contract. Does all my work.
Well, I'd even consider working in your stables. You know, taking care of your horses.
You're really willing to curry and clip my horses?
Well, why not? Your horses clip me.
It'd be a tough grind, Yuki, taking care of Bing's horses. You'd have to be on the job at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Is that when they get up?
That's when they get in.
to those losers out there.
Listen, Bing, if you let me move in with you, it'll keep a lot of people from dropping in and bothering you.
How does that figure?
Well, how could they get in when it's full of my relatives?
Frankly, Yuki, if I were after house guests, I'd rather have John Scott Trotter around the house.
Yeah, but could you get the house around Mr. Trotter?
Well, that's none of my business, Yuki, but personally, I don't think you could be any help to Bing.
I can, huh?
No.
Well, listen, I wasn't going to mention this, but I was the guy that built Sinatra.
Oh, you built Sinatra, huh?
Yeah.
Sort of ran out of material, didn't you?
Really, some deep, abiding impulse moves me, and, well, I think I can use you around the house.
You can?
Yeah.
Gee, that's swell.
Of course, you'll have to live in the attic.
Well, I don't mind at all. What do you have me doing?
Well, your main job will be just to sit at the window and keep a vigilant lookout.
For a burglar?
For the stork.
Leaving now to buy a pair of field glasses.
Get some Zeiss 7x50 and get a harpoon and beam them this way to catch Marilyn Maxwell and friend on a short Surrey ride.
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with a fringe on top.
Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when you drive them high step and strutters. Nosey poles will peep through their shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather.
With isinglass curtains you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights are winking and a blinking. Ain't no finer rig I'm thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'd care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top. If you know the fringe was made of silk,
wouldn't have no other kind but silk. Has it really got a team of snow white horses?
One's like snow, the other's more like milk.
I can see the stars getting blurry when we drive back home in the Surrey. Driving slowly home in the Surrey with a fringe on top.
I can feel the day getting older. Feel a sleepy head on my shoulder. Nodding, drooping close to my shoulder till it falls to pop.
As we rattle along, the cows will moo in the clover.
The river will ripple a whispered song and whisper it over and over. Don't you wish you'd go on forever?
Forever.
Don't you wish you'd go on forever? Don't you wish you'd go on forever and you'd never stop in that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top.
Very nice, Marilyn, and thank you. I guess that's the first time a guy ever chose a Surrey when he had a Maxwell. But with which confusing thought, we turn to more practical matters.
Ladies, I give you two words that can solve a number of wartime meal problems. Those two words are Kraft Dinner, the delicious time-saving macaroni and cheese main dish. It saves you shopping time because right in one box, Kraft Dinner gives you both ingredients for swell macaroni and cheese. It saves you cooking time, for Kraft Dinner macaroni and cheese cooks in just 7 minutes. It saves you ration points, and Kraft Dinner helps you stretch high-point foods. For although Kraft Dinner macaroni and cheese is a fine main dish all by itself, you can add a little meat, for instance, and have an extra hearty dish. So let Kraft Dinner help you. Get the box with both ingredients for quick macaroni and cheese soon. Get Kraft Dinner.
Oh, sing a pocket full of rye. 24 blackbirds baked in a pie. When the pie was open, birds began to sing. Wasn't that the lady dish to set before a king?
Now the king was in the counting house, counting out his money. And the queen was in the parlor, eating bread and honey. Oh, the maid was in the garden, hanging up the clothes. Along comes the dicky bird and pops the dog her nose.
But I want to swing.
Swing it with a swing.
Oh, swing.
Swing it with a swing.
Well, swing a rhythm, 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 I got to swing.
Oh, swing a song of dicky bird. A pocket full of rye. Oh, 24 blackbirds baked in a pie. Oh, when the pie was open, the birds began to sing. Wasn't that a dainty dish to set before a king? Oh, the king was in the counting room, counting out his money. He was in the parlor, eating bread and honey. The maid was in the garden, out the floor. Along came a dicky bird and popped a funny nose.
Thanks, charioteers. Soon to be seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, Meet the People, our lovely and charming friend Lucille Ball has paid us many a visit to the Old Craft Music Hall. Lately, however, the demands of war work have been cutting down her calls. And what with gas shortages and one thing and another, her social scope has become somewhat limited. Tell me, Lucille, just how are you finagling a little fun and frivolity these days,
Well, being there's not much fun, I guess I'm no different from any other woman who sees what has to be done and goes ahead and does it.
Meaning you're busy filling in for a man?
No, hunting for one.
Is the hunting good? How are we doing?
No kidding, Bing. I don't think this idea of replacing men will ever go over very big with women.
Why not?
Well, what woman thinks anything will ever take the place of a man?
Ah, yes. And vice versa, may I say. But there's plenty of work to be done. Where are the men coming from?
Well, you're doing your share, raising those four boys.
Just what exactly are you doing?
Well, different things. Different things, Bing. I'm even toying with the idea of driving a cab. Me too. Lots of women are driving cabs because of the shortage of men.
Yeah, that could lead to a shortage of cabs.
I don't think that cab driving for either of you two gals. You're particularly not the type, Marilyn. You definitely don't belong in the front seat of a taxi.
What about me?
You? Can you handle a tire iron?
If I had one, I'd show you.
No kidding, Lucille. There's a very definite niche in the war economy for a girl like you. It's a job that demands loads of intelligence, courage, and initiative. A job that you can hold even after the war is ended because you'll be the first woman with your foot in the door. And you'll be definitely releasing a man for active duty.
Soldier, sailor, or marine?
Brush salesman.
That you should do, Lucille. Why, I can see you now on your first training trip with your instructor. The very salesman you're going to release for active duty. As you walk from house to house, singing your outfit's fight song.
Oh, what do we do when we sell the brush?
We march, we march, we march.
Oh, what do we do when we get the brush?
We march, we march, we march.
The fellow who's peddling magazines is peddling on a bike. But what do we do when we sell the brush?
We march, we march, we march.
Yeah. Nice to come now, we should approach this first door together. And remember, never take no for an answer.
All
that's
right.
The rule.
Okay, shall I ring the bell?
That's comeback tactic. You ring. Oh, you have a fine ring.
Thank you.
Now I make the approach, and while I'm talking, you get out the samples, because we never take no for an answer. That's the rule.
Yeah.
Howdy, friend. We have here...
No.
Well?
That's the exception that proves the rule.
Listen, I'm tired of doing all this teamwork. I want a solo.
Very well. I'll let you try a sale. Solo.
Solo? Now?
Yes. There's the house. I'll wait here observing, sweating you in through your first solo sail. Go ahead, run.
Okay. Now, if I only have the push to put this sail over, if I only have the push to ring the bell. There. I have here the finest assortment of brushes in the whole world. Nowhere are there any better brushes. Want to buy one, huh?
Back so soon? Did they buy or didn't they?
Undecided.
Oh, you should have stayed to clinch the sale. Yesterday, I made a call at the home of that radio comedian.
You did?
Bob Hope, yes. Oh. I got to Mr. Hope personally.
Oh.
And I stood on his porch talking to him for over 40 minutes.
What happened?
Oh, he told me a lot of horse jokes. I mean.
Bing, let's try this place. Now, don't tell me what to do. Let's see. Now, ring the bell.
You don't like bells, huh?
No. Oh, the brush people. Good. I do need a good hairbrush because when I go to bed at night, I really take a lot of time and trouble with my hair. And sometimes I give it 70 or 80 strokes. Sometimes even 90 strokes or 100 strokes.
What's far for your scalp?
Won't you come in?
Gladly.
Not you.
Oh.
How would you like to buy a nice broom to keep this dirty house of yours clean?
Eddie, Miss Ball.
I happen to have a vacuum cleaner, and it can do anything a broom can do.
Yeah, I ever try sticking a vacuum cleaner into a cake to see if it's done?
Fresh.
Wrong approach, Miss Ball. Flattery, that's what wins.
Oh.
Try to show a person how he can improve himself. Now, ring this bell.
Oh.
I'm going to leave you on your own, but remember, show this person how to improve himself.
Yes. Did you want me?
What a feel for improvement here.
Would you like to buy a fine clothes brush to improve the appearance of your fine clothes?
My clothes don't need any improving.
Oh. Would you like to buy a fine shoe brush to improve the appearance of your fine shoes?
My shoes don't need any improving.
Would you like to buy a fine shaving brush? Fool around with that.
Why don't you show him the special for this week only, Miss Ball?
Well, it's a combination toothbrush and eye cup.
What's that for?
Eye teeth.
Wise guys, eh?
Maybe that little man's neighbor would like some brushes. I like these two-family houses. Saves a lot of walking. Only one stoop.
Well, wait till you see who answers the bell.
Well, howdy!
See what I mean?
I saw you coming. What you want?
Can we interest you in some brushes?
What say?
Would you like to buy some brushes?
Oh, you're buying brushes. Well, that's fine. Hey, Mirandy, bring out the old brushes. There's people here wants to buy them.
Oh, easy. Wait a minute, mister. We're not buying them. We're selling them.
Well, of course I'll sell them. How much are you paying?
Hey, let's get away from here. This is getting tough.
Yes, it's sometimes difficult when a person's hard of hearing. I don't suppose he even realizes his handicap.
No.
Nope, but it sure comes in mighty handy when there's a salesman around.
Come on, let's keep moving. What do we do when we get the brush?
We march.
The brushes we sell pay our income tax. The tax is the stiff that starts. And when are we paying this income tax?
In March.
Ouch.
March.
Ow.
March.
We're cooked.
March is back. 1933, the United States renews diplomatic relations with Soviet Russia, and the big song hit is Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? 1933, money is scarce, and many a young man strolling home from a movie with his girl can be heard to say...
You don't mind walking, do you, honey?
Shame on you, Harry. Of course not. You know I don't.
It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Some girls might not like walking. In the rain.
Well, Greta Garbo likes it.
Well, she likes to be alone.
I'd rather be with you.
Sure, you don't even know Garbo. Are you getting wet?
A little. It was awfully smart of you, Harry, to bring your umbrella.
Yeah, too bad you haven't got one.
Well, couldn't we both get under yours?
Yes, let's... Close in him.
Now, isn't this more cozy?
Yes, just like your sofa the night the roof leaked. Yeah.
Coming over tomorrow afternoon? If it rains?
Oh, sure, if it rains. I can't pick him in the mud.
Why do you like horse racing so?
You know, sometimes I wonder. Then I get to thinking, now you take a horse like this Equipoise. Makes himself $300,000.
You like to play the horses, don't you, Harry?
Sometimes, for laughs.
Ever get anything?
Laugh.
Gee, doesn't the rain feel nice and cool on your face?
Yeah. You know, walking along like this with you next to me, it's like walking on a dewy cloud.
Why, Harry?
My feet get wet.
Don't know why there's no moon up in the sky.
Stormy weather.
Oh, say, Harry, have you heard that new tune?
Sure.
Learn to croon if you want to win your heart's desire. Sweet melodies of love inspire the man. You sound just like him.
Oh, that guy's easy to imitate.
Thanks for all the lovely delight I found in your embrace. I'm thankful, though I know it's ending all too soon. And thanks for unforgettable nights I never can replace, and memories that linger like a haunting tune. It is better to have loved you, dear, in love than never to have loved at all. Yes, it's better, for no matter what the cost, I held the world in sway, Emperor Soledad. And thanks again for taking me on the road to paradise. We lost our way, but still I must convey my taking me on the road to paradise. We lost our way, but still I must convey my thanks.
On our notes on 1933, we turn now to some notes for 1944.
By my watch, I see that it's been just about 7 minutes since Bing and Lucille were ringing their last doorbell. And those 7 minutes have rushed by. But do you ladies know what you could have accomplished in those brief minutes if you'd had a package of Kraft dinner in your hand? By now, you'd be ready to dish up some swell macaroni and cheese for the folks. Yes, ma'am, Kraft dinner gives you both ingredients for a delicious macaroni and cheese main dish that you'll cook in 7 minutes by the clock. There's a special macaroni, and there's plenty of Kraft grated to sprinkle cheese flavor through and through. In a hurry, Kraft Dinner gives you fluffy, tender macaroni with lots of good cheese flavor. Think what that can mean to you when you get home late. And besides all this, Kraft Dinner is a real help with the point budget, so you can see why this Kraft product is so especially popular these days. Let it solve some of your wartime meal problems. Just be sure to buy the box with both ingredients for speedy macaroni and cheese. That's Kraft Dinner.
Amore,
words so sweet that I repeat means I adore you. Amor, amor, my love. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? Can't find another word with meaning so clear. Let's try to whisper sweeter things in your ear. Somehow or other, nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft, caressing word I know. Nights are lonely. Amor, amor, my love. Make life divine, for you be mine, and love me only. Life divine, say you'll be mine, and love me only.
Amor. That's the entire Kraft Music Hall for this Thursday evening, friends, but we're all going to be back next Thursday, same time, when we're inviting our friend George Murphy to join up with us. Between now and then, make a list of all the guys you know who are offshore fighting a war. Write a letter to every one of them and shoot it out via mail. That's the quickest way to get it to him, and those men need and they want letters the quickest way. It's sort of a stale deal for a fella hanging tough in a jungle if he keeps answering mail call and he keeps coming up empty. You can't be too busy to get a lot of email on its way, and if you want to know what to say, just say what you'd say if you met the guy on the street. You don't have to write like Shakespeare or Sir Ryan, just write like you, but write often. Get on it, huh, friends? It's important. Good night.
Marilyn Maxwell appears through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Madame Curie. The Kraft Music Hall comes to you from Hollywood Radio City.
Now that Lanta's here, plan exciting new ways to serve eggs, fish, and cheese. Listen, for a surprise touch of flavor in your Lenten foods, add the taste-tingling tang of Kraft Salad Mustard. We suggest for tomorrow's menu hard-cooked eggs crowned with an appetizing golden sauce, zestfully flavored with Kraft Salad Mustard. Mmm, they're delicious. For an even zippier touch of flavor, buy that other Kraft mustard with horseradish added. Put Kraft mustards on your shopping list tomorrow. The Field Test Village store will follow immediately over most of these same stations from Hollywood.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.